We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and T-Mill have the latest. And the latest here is the rumblings with the Astros. Because they said they're not done. Justin Verlander signed with the Mets yesterday. We got that understanding, but the Astros, they are still looking to improve this team. We've heard them talk about bats. They have already added all-star and former MVP Jose Abreu at first base and looking to add more. And Clint, the position, we've talked about it, right? Before even Abreu was signed, we said first base is a place where they can have an upgrade and play. Catcher's a spot that can have an upgrade. Center field's a spot. And then that DH left field situation is a spot. So they got four areas they could potentially upgrade. They've upgraded at first, and now it looks like the word is catcher is the space in terms of where they're upgrading. They've been connected with two catchers. Wilson Contreras is somebody they've been connected to, and not just connected. Hale Dusty said it yesterday. We are talking to him, and we'll be meeting with him later, and they are interested. And then there have been also reports that Sean Murphy, a former Gold Glove catcher with the A's, they are also in talks with them. Let me get you the numbers a little bit on these guys and let you know. Sean Murphy, catcher for the A's, he hit 250, which is, a mile more than what you got from Martin Maldonado over the last several years. But hit 250, on-base percentage, .332, which is really good, you know, for a catcher in a defensive spot. Slug 426, OPS 759, 18 homers, 66 RBIs, 37 doubles and two triples from him. And then Wilson Contreras, who's been an all-star for the Cubs, he hit 247. He had 22 home runs, 55 RBIs, on base percentage 350, so both of those guys complete upgrades. Offensively and pretty good defensive catcher, especially Sean Murphy, a former a Gold Glove winner at catcher. Those names are in the hat. It feels like that's a place that they're going to upgrade, and for me, I am really good with that. And they're going to potentially try to do it according to Astros front office. They're going to try to do it while keeping Martin Maldonado on the roster.
Yeah, look, I love it. I mean, here's the deal. I'm a little bit sad, though. I mean, clearly, look, there's opportunity. There's a handful of opportunities on this roster where a significant upgrade can be made, and catcher's one of them. And whoever they do decide to go with, whoever they're able to acquire, will be a huge lift at the plate. But I'm going to be honest with you. I got to where I really enjoyed the zero expectations of Martin Maldonado. And then when he got a hit, if he hit a home run, if he hit a double, I mean, we celebrated the hell out of it. I mean, I remember walking in at watch parties show with my people over there in Baytown. Oh. Coming in the room, hey, Maldonado hit a double. Maldonado hit a home run. Maldonado.
Your people weren't frustrated with Maldonado?
Oh, I mean, come on. No, I mean, look. I mean, you can accuse us, me and my people, you can accuse us of a lot. but getting frustrated with Martin Maldonado at the plate wasn't one of them, Bob.
Just accepted it, huh?
I mean, golly, I mean, you are you're an easy target if Martin Maldonado at the plate was frustrating you. I mean, at this point in time.
I don't know about you, Tyler. He frustrated me a few times, a couple in the last few playoff runs.
Now, you got to chalk that up before it happens, show. You just got to go.
No, I know you do, but it is frustrating that you got to do that.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. But we got to where, you know, it was refreshing to have one bat in the lineup where when he went up there, you expected absolutely nothing. And then when he did something, you celebrate the hell out of it.
The low expectations. Oh, you lose your mind.
I mean, everybody else is. I mean, a guy could be batting 300, but a couple games he hadn't had a hit, and boy, we are dog cussing the hell out of him. I don't know. It was just refreshing to have that one bat in the lineup. Now it looks like they're going to upgrade, and we'll see where
and
they
maybe
go.
Maybe he's a once a week guy.
Yeah,
maybe
we can celebrate him playing.
Maybe Framber, or he's a personal Framber catcher, personal. Christian Javier
get you a little bit of a lead and catch the eighth and ninth. How about that?
Maybe that. That's interesting. So, Bill Farkas, who is the assistant GM to nobody, Maldi is a. He said this. Maldi is a beloved Astro, and we continue plan to have him next year as a part of the team. Tyler. Did you say Maldi's been on the old tweeter machine?
Oh well, he posted something interesting on his story on Instagram. This was yesterday evening, right around this time, on Maldonado's Instagram story. It was just a black screen, and he wrote, "How fast people forget, I don't forget." And he put a bunch of those annoyed-looking emojis where you're like, if someone says something and it just pisses you off or annoys you, he put a bunch of those there.
Clint, can Martin handle being the
backup? No. Oh, the backup? Oh, I don't know. But I tell you what he can't do is you can't hit sub 100 and then do that.
His feelings are hurt.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
His feelings are hurt, and they want to keep him on the team to be a one day. I understand that's going to be a hard deal. And, boy, are they going to have two guys on the team like that?
What?
Are they going to have Yuli and Maldi on the team like that have been guys that have been starters every day?
Well, like I said before, here's the deal is if you're not in, then get out. I mean, I like Maldonado,
but
at the end of the day, like Maldonado's not bring like
you can't hit .171 and not think you're gonna get replaced.
You can't be a defensive specialist and then just be a black hole at the plate and be a pretty vocal player about what you're gonna do, what you're gonna accept, and where you're gonna go. Like I don't know. I just
what about what Baseball Spo says about how important Maldi is behind the plate and calling a game for a pitcher?
I know you're trying to be. I know you're trying to see.
He can do it once a week.
Look, there's value there. There's value there. But in today's game, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying the guy's not valuable. I'd love to keep him. I'm a fan. I just don't know that we need to be voicing things on the tweeter machine.
Yeah, let's keep it. Hey, Christian Vasquez is still out there as well. The way that it's rolling, I'm telling you, I'll be surprised if Martin Maldonado is the starting catcher, the guy who's getting the majority of the starts for the Astros moving next year.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, shout out to your Houston Rockets. This is a team that's struggling. They're now they won four games here recently after starting off just horrifically. And then they beat James Harden last night. It's James Harden and the Sixers. They return. They beat him in double overtime, 132-123.
Which is not good enough.
And, Clint, you're starting to see steps with this team, right? By the way, shout out to everybody who rolled out there. Saw it on TV. It looked like it was a good atmosphere. Talked to people that were there. Brandon Scott, sportsradio610.com, said it was a great atmosphere. People were in it. By the way, when James was announced, got more cheers, mostly cheers. Then he went to the free throw line. There was some boos there when he went to the free throw line, but mostly cheers for James Harden. Wasn't like a crazy scene like it had been or people thought it would be. But they're taking good steps, Clint, and I think now the next step, and you've seen this with a lot of young teams, is we see a different Rockets team when there's certain names either on the back of the jerseys or across the front. They see the Warriors. We see this team that plays up. They see James Harden. They see the Lakers. They play up a different way. They're a different team. But boy, when they see Timberwolves, the Magic, the Kings.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Most of the league, they don't play up to that same level. And so that's got to be the next step for the Rockets and these young players. You're seeing more. Green is coming on. He's averaged 23 over the last couple weeks. He's coming on. But they have got to play this way against all teams each and every night. And that's something that young teams learn. And that's got to be the next step for the Rockets.
Inconsistencies is part of being young. We'll see if they can be consistent. I didn't watch last night. I'll be honest. I didn't tune in. I'll have to tune in a little more often and see what these young fellas are talking about. If you're telling me it's worthy, I'm gonna tune in a bit. Hey, here's the deal, real quick. What shake joints you think James was in Sunday night?
At least two of them.
He said he struggled in the lane. 0-for-8.
Yeah, he was 0-for-8. In the lane.
His legs were tired. His legs were tired. What shake you think he was in?
I think he brought him to his own personal home.
Oh yeah, he still has a home here. He still has a home here, him and Deshaun both.
And you know he's got to have some sort of setup in said home that could easily.
If he's smart, he does. Is that legal?
You can put poles up in your house, right, for practice.
You can hire strippers to come to your home.
Just hire strippers. You could just have it. Listen, I believe James get that done.
Tyler, you said that like you've done it before.
Well, what are you talking about?
Breaking news from Sports Radio 610 is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
All right, what's the breaking news, Tyler? And it better not be about you having a stripper pole in your basement.
No, it is not. There's breaking news in the baseball world. The turd himself, Cody Bellinger. He has a new home. He is going to be a Chicago Cub. Bellinger is headed to the Cubs.
Great spot for him.
That'll be one to watch. So he had been connected with the Astros. That's why you're happy.
Oh, great spot for Bell. Oh yeah,
he had been connected with the Astros as a piece that they were looking at. But he goes to the Cubs. Any money yet? I wonder what that money is.
I don't see details
yet.
He's
one I want to watch for a few reasons.
Tyler, if he has an average season next year, we'll never hear the end of it.
You're right, average. I want to see if I do. I want to see if he is, like, at 27 years old, he's completely lost. It just completely lost it. I mean, he's had a 3-year stretch. Good Lord, man, to go from
it is hard to understand. Like, how does a guy go from as great as he was to just missing the bed
in the prime years?
Yeah,
he's
still young. Yeah, it is. It
25,
is wild.
26, 27, 24. That man hit 47 home runs, and was the MVP, Silver Slugger all the way around, and now he can't play. So. Cody Bellinger goes to the Cubs, so no.
Hey, don't ever use a breaking sounder again on guys like Cody. I thought you and I were on understanding with Cody.
I think that was a good one.
I think
it was a terrible one.
Good timing too with what we were talking about.
It really was.
I think it was terrible.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is news coming out of the NFL. The doctors, and this coming from Adam Schefter, doctors concluded today that 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo does not need foot surgery, and it is not a Liz Frank injury. And if rehab is able to go smoothly, he could have a chance to return in 7 or 8 weeks, making him a potential playoff contributor, which would now put him probably around the second or divisional round or NFC championship game worthy. That's big news for the Rams because – like, we're in there talking about going to Baker. Are they going to have to get Baker? We'll have more news on him potentially coming up. But should they try to get Baker? Are they going to have to upgrade over Purdy? Can they get to where they want to get to? If they can hold on and really, really play through their defense and their skilled guys, and Brock Purdy can just hold them afloat, they've won 4 in a row, they could be ready and be in a good spot when Jimmy G is able to come back.
Yeah, I mean, look, they're a game ahead of Seattle right now. Look,
with the tiebreaker.
I don't think Seattle scares anybody, and so they would have to move mountains to stay ahead of Seattle. And let's be honest, it's not like, no disrespect to Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not a big fan, but I do acknowledge the success that he's had playing the quarterback position. I respect it, acknowledge it. But when it's all said and done, this is a very quarterback-friendly offense. He's not replacing Pat Mahomes or Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson, some kind of super unique or exotic skill set. If he just gets in there and can communicate the verbiage in that system that has to come in. I don't know Shanahan's system. I'm just saying the more movement, pre-snap movement formations, check with me as you have, typically it's pretty wordy. If Brock Purdy can get in there and handle those kind of things, I think this football team will be fine. They're 8-4 right now, literally sitting at fourth in the NFC pecking order here. And if you look at the rest of their schedule, they got Tampa Bay at home. They go to Seattle. They got Washington at home. They go to Vegas. And then they got Arizona at home. So Seattle being a division game and the guys that are nipping on their heels, I mean, the rest of those teams, I think, are very beatable, even though one of them is quarterback by Tom Brady, who won last night, and they may get hot.
Nothing about that performance last night said the team's about to get hot. Moving on, in the NFC West, the Rams, they've claimed former first overall pick quarterback Baker Mayfield, who was waived by the Panthers. He is now there. Is this what I get right, Tyler, that the Rams were the only team in the NFL to actually...
That is correct. Yeah, the Rams were the only one who filed a waiver claim.
That's interesting, because Kyle Shanahan reportedly yesterday said if they picked up Baker Mayfield, that'd be a surprise to him. Well, and Kyle Shanahan has, from what we hear, the number one vote in San Francisco. So that probably closed the door on that. But I like this move for Baker. I think this is easily the best coach and organization situation that he's been at since Oklahoma. So I like this move from him when he was at Oklahoma at his absolute best. He was with an offensive genius. And Sean McVay, I think, is in that category. So I like this situation for Baker.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's been fighting an uphill battle ever since he left Oklahoma. The only time in his career where he's had the support that a quarterback needs to be successful was at Oklahoma. And so you got to believe that it's going to be a breath of fresh air to get back in an organization that at least as of late has last year winning the Super Bowl has shown the ability to surround a quarterback with the necessary pieces. I don't know what the hell they're going to do this year because they're in a rough spot. Given they 3-9, they wouldn't have been able to claim Baker if they were winning ball games. So I know it's ugly right now, but boy, this has got to be something where Baker says, man, if I can get in here and prove that I'm a potential starter down the road for this franchise, it's got to be one of those where working with the Rams is something he's got to look forward to based on who he's had to work with so far in his career.
Listen, the Astros are the best team by a mile in this city, and there is more great news for the Astros. We will let you know the latest coming up next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The Astros, this season continues. There are reminders. They got a little more hardware, right? Six Astros. They're doing this new thing now the way we see in the NFL, the all-pro team. And then the NBA, all-NBA. They're doing it now in baseball where they have the all-MLB team. And the Astros are well represented, Clint. They're well represented, Clint. As Jose Altuve, DH Yordan Alvarez, and Framber Valdez, Justin Verlander, they are all first team. Altuve, Alvarez, Framber Valdez and Justin Verlander were all first team on the All MLB team, and then Ryan Pressly and Kyle Tucker, they were both second team as the closer and in right field. So well represented, the champs. Well represented, Clint. I wonder, is this a team that we are going to look at like down the line? I don't know if there's an appreciation yet quite how good this team was, because I don't know if people, because I've heard many people like the 2019 team is better. The team that lost to the Washington Nationals is the best team they've seen around here. And the 2017 team that won it all. I feel like people don't put this team that just won a championship almost in their level. But I do feel like further and further we get away from it, I think there'll be a bigger appreciation on how good this team was, because this by far, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, from top to bottom, and I know Garrett Cole was on that 2017 or 2019 team, but the pitching is almost not even close to the other two teams. Now, at the plate, they were better, but it feels like, I think in 10 years, maybe we will think this team is more on par with those teams, because this team was a great team, especially when it comes from the pitching perspective.
Yeah, look, I don't know how you compare. I mean, because it's not apples to apples, I don't think.
No.
We can get into, you know, how deep was the rotation, you know, what the lineup look like, and there'll be some differences, I suppose. But I mean, I'm looking at their rotation back in 17. They had some dudes on here now. I don't know. I don't know where they rank in other World Series, you know, teams, and whether they won or just got there. I don't know where they rank, but I usually, like anything else, the further you get removed from something, the more you just consider them a World Series champion.
Yeah, I don't know. Tyler, who would you run with? You had to pick of these three, of the three teams, 2017, 2019. Actually, how would you rank them?
I would say 2019, clear number one.
Really?
For sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.